Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone number.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my co-host, Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Oh, very good. Thank you. You're looking very well.
Thank you very much. It's a beautiful, sunny day out there, as per usual, and heating up.
It is. It's bright sunshine here as well. I think we're probably around about the 24, 25 mark ourselves, which is great. I've got to say, it's lovely.
I think we're about the menopausal woman stage at this date. Like, you know.
Yeah. Roasting. That's roasting then, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, guys. So what's going on in the world of travel? We've got an update on the liquid restrictions across the EU, and I don't know why, but they keep messing with that or just leave it.
Yeah, they do, yeah. The European Union has followed the UK government in restricting use of the latest security scanners at airports and reimposed 100ml limits on liquids in cabin baggage from September. An EU aviation security regulation issued this Monday extended the existing 100ml limit on liquid, gel and aerosol containers in cabin bags in the latest high-tech scanners from September the 1st. Now, the 100ml restrictions had been relaxed at a minority of airports which had installed the latest scanners, which use computer tomography technology to detect dangerous substances. Now, there is no indication of how long the restrictions will remain in force, with ACI Europe noting there is no timelines and no process in place to lift it. Now, the association urged that the European Commission and member states to develop a roadmap to waive the current restrictions and restore trust in the EU certification system. Now, the EU restrictions apply throughout the 27 EU member states, as well as Iceland, Switzerland and Norway. And obviously, as we discussed last week, they already apply in the UK.
Restore confidence. I mean, if you're going to be running around like, you know, back and forth, no one's going to have confidence. That's it. I mean, it blows my mind. Let's try and restore confidence. We'll just make up your mind and leave it. We're good.
Yeah, and the problem you're going to have, it's going to cause complete and utter carnage at airports because people, they've been told one thing. And as far as they're aware, they're allowed to take 100ml, over 100ml, all the rest of it. It now gets scaled back and rolled back again. So people are going to turn up. They're going to have stuff taken away from them. They're going to be repacking as they get to the security checkpoint, you know, and especially doing it right in the middle of summer as well just makes no sense whatsoever.
Governments. They're fun. Moving on to EasyJet, and it wouldn't be a summer without a little bit of strike action. What's going on there?
Yeah, more than half of the planes expected to take off will remain on the ground from August the 15th to the 17th. The National Civil Aviation Fly Staff Union announced, regrettably, and despite not yet being included in the crew schedules, we see that as of today, EasyJet has already cancelled 164 out of their 308 flights that are scheduled for the 15th, 16th and 17th of August. Now, the SNPVAC called for a three-day strike by cabin crew at EasyJet between those dates, the 15th and the 17th. This was after approval at a meeting where 99% voted in favour, accusing the company of ignoring attempts to resolve labour issues. These issues included a lack of staff and an increase in the number of working hours. Now, anyone due to travel with EasyJet on these dates, make sure you stay in contact with the airline or your travel provider, because there is a good chance your flight has already been cancelled or will be cancelled at a later date.
And that's really going to affect sort of the middle to lower class income vacationers, because EasyJet is a popular sort of airline for those people that are flying, say, to Spain or to Italy, yep, or to Portugal, Canary Islands, et cetera, for their summer vacations. And there's usually more than one flight involved. So that has a knock-on effect.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah. I mean, like you say, I mean, for a low cost, they're one of the biggest low-cost carriers, especially out of the UK and Europe. So the demographic does tend to be families going on holidays within Europe. So they're going to be hit hard, you know, and these are people who have saved up for their holidays all year to enjoy it. You know, and if you've got 164 flights cancelled already, you know, it's not like you're going to be stuck on the next flight out there because they've got a, you know, an abundance of people that they need to move again. So, yeah, don't expect you'll be missing a flight at 6 a.m. to get on a flight at 8 a.m. because it's not going to happen.
What a shame. And then we go from strike action to Mother Nature having a bit of a temper tantrum. What's going on with the tropical storms?
Yeah, so some East Coast USA flights were cancelled or delayed Sunday, with more to be cancelled or significantly delayed over the coming days. That's as Tropical Storm Debby approaches Florida. Flights cancelled Sunday included American Airlines flights to Miami, Philadelphia, Boston, and New York, United Airlines flights to Washington, Orlando, and Newark, Delta Airlines flights to New York, and Spirit Airlines flights to Newark. Flights with significant delays include American Airlines flights to Charlotte, North Carolina, United flights to Houston, Southwest Airlines flights to Nashville and Tampa, and Spirit flights to Orlando. Tropical Storm Debby was strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday and is expected to hit the Florida Panhandle Monday afternoon before heading into Georgia and the Carolinas later in the week, thus meaning more delays and cancellations are expected in the coming days. Now, again, for anyone traveling to or through the East Coast of the US, please stay in contact with your airline for the latest news. What I would suggest as well is for people to download their airline's app, as you will probably get the quicker updates through that process.
Well, and I mean, that's not unusual right around this time of year in that area. We do see tropical storms popping up regularly.
We do, yeah. This one does seem like it's going to be hitting the flights and airlines quite hard over the coming days. It's just a matter of just keeping in contact with your airline or your travel provider. Fingers crossed you don't get affected too badly. But if you do, make sure that they rebook you onto the next available flights.
And Cebu Pacific has some news.
Yeah, so Cebu Pacific have announced it is boosting its Melbourne to Manila route starting this December to meet growing demand. This is good news, actually, for Filipino crew working the Aussie Super Yacht Pacific season. The route, currently serviced three times a week using the technology of the Airbus A330, will increase to four weekly flights. The additional service will take capacity in the Philippines market above pre-pandemic levels for the first time. Melbourne Airport Chief of Aviation Jim Parashos said that the Southeast Asia market has become one of the best performers post-pandemic. That's with significant growth in passenger numbers from the Philippines, Vietnam, and Thailand. And now, due to the high demand, we're working with Cebu Pacific to expand its service further and hope to have five flights a week in the near future.
Nice one, nice one. And I have to mention that if you are crew out there and have any crew questions, please do send them to the email below this interview when it airs, because Lee is always available to either answer your questions right away, help you out right away, or, of course, answer them on the next show.
Yep, I will certainly do my best. Anybody, especially with the strikes and the weather at the moment, anybody getting stuck, just shout me and I'll happily help you as much as I possibly can.
Nice. Thank you, Lee. Once again, you have been a wealth of information and we appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to start my week speaking to you, Rhea.
I know. Everyone says that.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I don't talk to anybody else. So right. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.